Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo.
Do you get frustrated because you're holding yourself back and that's down to people-pleasing? Well, today I'm going to talk about smashing through this. Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset podcast with me, Johnny Pardo. Here to help you take control of your self-esteem and confidence. So many times in the workplace, in the previous life, corporate place or the public sector, and previous times in my own business, I've held myself back because I was trying to people please. I was worried so much what other people thought, and I didn't want to upset anyone or do something that might offend someone. So I wasn't being authentic, and it frustrated me. It frustrated me in that I wasn't getting my messages out. I wasn't being my authentic self. And it only had an impact on my business. I meant to say it had an impact on my business significantly. It had an impact on my growth and who I was, because I was trying to people please and I didn't want to put out content that offended anyone. Obviously, I wouldn't put out anything crazy offensive, but there are some opinions, some views, some ideas I like to share, which I believe will help some people, but not everyone resonates. Now, there's a saying that goes, if you want to please everyone, and it's gone completely blank from my head. I do quote these off the top of my head rather than reading off a script. But there was someone who said that if you want to please everyone, what you've got to do is go in a cave and do nothing, say nothing and be nothing. Does that sound like an appealing life to you? No, because we cannot please everyone. And it's a very simple point. However, I'm going to go into this today. But it's something that didn't come into my mind for a long time. And as a business owner, you're probably, whatever business you're in, whether you're a coach like myself or something else, you're probably thinking, I want to put out some content, but perhaps you're thinking, oh, what's so-and-so going to say? What, someone doesn't like this. And then you hold yourself back as a result. So why do we want to get validation from other people? And it's something I've overcome. And now I'll put out things and say messages. And yes, I get the odd criticism, but it doesn't affect me as much as it would have done at the beginning. And that's what I teach the people. That's what I coach the people, how they'll really work through it. I mean, I put out lots and lots of podcasts and I have some great messages. Thank you so much. And I really appreciate listeners and I appreciate you for listening. And I get some great feedback, but I get someone saying, oh, your podcast is awful. I didn't like it. Like the odd person, not many people, obviously. I get the odd person. I had someone on YouTube the other day said, your podcast is BS. I hate you. Interesting. So unfortunately, there's trolls online. And, you know, that doesn't even affect me. Whilst 2-3 years ago, it probably would have. And I've probably been like, oh, my God. How do I please more people? Oh, what do I do? Oh, I want to please more people. How do I please everyone? Which is impossible, by the way. So we get validation from others because we have an absence of validation from ourselves. We are not approving ourselves as we should be. So therefore, we're seeking out in others. Now, two of the most common fears from a human being that I've discovered from research, from myself, and from working with clients is I'm not lovable or I'm not enough, which are pretty much, well, they're similar as well. And therefore, we try and fill that gap from others if we don't approve of ourselves. And it's not just something you need to do one off. I'm really honest and to the point here. If I just said stuff again, if I remember when I started my like YouTube channel, I'd say stuff, you know, not to to be really gentle, but actually it wasn't as impactful as it is now when I get straight to the point with my coaching clients, because progress starts with truth, and you can't beat around the bush. You've got to be honest with yourself and with the people you're helping in order to help them. So the absence of approval from ourselves means we need it from other people. So that's why I approve myself, and therefore that's why I encourage other people to do, and I give them the tools. Now, you need to work on it every single day. You need to not work on it once in a while when you're like, oh, I'm feeling rubbish, I'm going to like start being nice to myself. No, you do it every single day, no matter what. Make it a non-negotiable. And we could also, the other reason why we can try and people please is because you would have had a guardian or someone when you were younger, a guardian or a parent. And therefore, they were that figure. Now, we've all got different backgrounds, but they were that figure for safety. And when you did something, and they weren't happy, it probably made you worried a little bit about the relationship. So that can be another reason. But it can also be from experience. If something bad happened to you and you were told you were not enough or something like that, and lots of these experiences can happen as a kid, then we can learn that we can start to believe we're not good enough or we're not lovable in the back of our minds, as I did for many, many years. And I have amazing parents, wonderful, incredible parents. I'm very blessed. But I had experiences such as losing a brother when I was 2.5 years old that created a lot of fears, a lot of I'm not enough, I'm not lovable, because of experiences which can live inside of us. So how do we work through this? So there's a couple of things I'd like to point out. The first one, there's two things to do in parallel here. So the first point to stop people pleasing as much is to get that validation from yourself, as I was talking about. How do you do this? Well, every day, go and look yourself in the eyes first thing in the morning and say, I love you, Johnny. If your name's not Johnny, don't say, I love you, Johnny. You can say, I love you, Johnny. I'd be very privileged. But say your own name. So say, I love you, insert your name. Don't say, insert your name. Well, I don't know why I'm explaining this, but basically say, I love you, and then whatever your name is. And do it every single day. I really overcomplicate that. But anyway, you're going to do that. You're going to say things you'd like to believe about yourself and resonate with you. So think of, and if you can't think of what you're going to say to yourself, think of a role model, and what do they believe about themselves? Do they believe, I am awesome, I am wonderful, I am courageous? And then keep saying those things to yourself over and over again with emotional intensity. These are called incantations, using your whole body to get it in you. Because affirmations are great and repetition is great, but you need to repeat things to get them into your system, like you learn things. But if you add emotion to them, that's going to create an even more deeper belief inside yourself. And create things that are going to resonate with you. I mean, I was doing a meditation earlier. I'm experimenting a little bit of meditations, and I was doing a Gabby Bernstein meditation. Wonderful, wonderful, incredible woman. She's a spiritual junkie, she calls herself. She's been sober for 25 years or whatever. No, not 25. She's been sober since she's 25, so she's about 41 now. But she calls herself a spiritual junkie. She's a best-selling author. I've got her author course that I'm looking to complete. And she's basically very good on meditation. I've been following her meditations, and some of her meditations I resonate more than others. But she was doing an affirmations one earlier. And when someone else is saying like affirmations or these words over and over again, I just don't resonate like with some of the things they say, because they need to be my words. I want to say words that connect with me. So if you don't feel courageous at the moment, you can say something like, I'm willing to be courageous every day. I'm willing to be courageous. I'm willing to allow myself to be awesome. Think of some phrases you want to say and say them with emotional intensity, because that will go into the system. I have to say it over and over again about myself in my confidence. And now when I go and do something like do a speech, yes, if I'm going to go to a new audience or a bigger platform, I get a bit nervous. but I keep saying that over and over again. The second tip is do something that is going to build up your carefree muscle. What's a carefree muscle? The carefree muscle is being able to stop worrying what others think so much. So, for example, if you're so worried about posting a video about your business on social media, and you're going to post a video for like a minute, 1 minute video. And that's what I always say, start small, or maybe even 30 seconds or 20 seconds. I would say at least 20 seconds, but you're going to post a video and you're like, I'm scared. I'm so worried. Do you know how you push through that? One, you get that approval from yourself, but then two, you also just have to do it. And the more and more you do things that scare you to stop people pleasing, the more you're going to do them. Now, if you keep doing things over and over again, the brain starts to recognize they're safe, and therefore it becomes more carefree about certain things. So that is how you exercise the muscle. You can do other things like talk to strangers in the street, not like a full-on conversation, but just say like, good morning. I was walking past three strangers the other day. I said, good morning. Two of them blanked me completely. And then the third one said, good morning, smiled at me, and then kept walking. It's a great connection. Love making those kind of connections. But just doing little things, do little bits of carefree action every day, because it's going to build that muscle. Especially do things that are going to help your business. So, for example, posting that video on social media, just arranging that call with that potential client, whatever it is for you. Okay, so that's what I've got for you. But you've got to keep looking at overcoming people pleasing. Start getting that approval from yourself. Start doing that self-awareness work and really look at what the limitations are. We can forever keep experiencing fear, because fear is natural, but the key is to keep working through it and keep going through the fears by taking actions that are going to be carefree and less people pleasing, because then you show your brain it is not that big a deal, and you keep going and going whilst validating yourself at the same time. I've been guilty of holding myself back. So whether it was doing my first YouTube video, I was terrified. But when I started doing them, guess what? My brain started going, this is all right. And I do so many podcasts, and I was worried when I launched a podcast. But after almost 300,000 plays, now if someone puts a negative comment, which is very, very rare, to be totally honest, I know we've all got different views and ratings and stuff. If someone says that to me, I'm like, well, okay, that's your opinion. I won't answer back. I'll say, okay, that's their opinion. But there are a lot of people out there I would like to serve and help them work on their self-esteem and confidence. So I'm not going to hold myself back because of one silly comment. So you've got to think the same as well. Okay, so if you've enjoyed this and you want even more content, more value, then you can come and find me on social media. Just type in Johnny Pardo into Instagram, or even better, just find my handle, which is @johnny.pardo. You can also find me on Facebook or LinkedIn. Just type in Johnny Pardo into both of them. I'll link all my links in the description below. Thank you so much for listening today. If you've appreciated this, please share this with your friends and family and give this a rating, just so we can reach more people together and help them improve their self-esteem and confidence and grow like you. I appreciate you, and make that decision to take control of your self-esteem and confidence. And I'll speak to you soon.